So tonight's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmaso, Shel Ha'isha Ha'chashuva Chava Bas Leboruch, the mother of our dear friend, a very loyal and steady participant in this shiur, Reb Alan Bauer. Sometimes he drives me to the shiur and back, so I get to know him better than I know most of you. And this is his mother's second yahrzeit. She should be a melitza shoisha for the entire family, and the Bauer should only know simcha and nachas. So this week, we read Parshas Boi. And a Parshas Boi, one of the central mitzvahs, is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So, V'yayim Hashem al Moshe, החודש הזה לכם ראש חדושם, ראשונו לכם, דאברו על בני ישראל, ובעושה לחודש הזה ויקחה למיש, סלע ביסוריס, סלע בייס. סלע תומן בן זוכר, יהיה לכם אל הכבוס המנועיזם תיקוחו, ואוהו לכם למשמע סעד על בוס, יהיהם לחודש הזה, ושחתו ועשה כל קהל הדס ישראל בין הערביים. And besides the midst of שחיתס הפסח, and הקרובס הפסח, ואכלו הסבוסה בלילה, ועזץ לישו, מצס, אל מרוירם יויכלו. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch usually goes together with the Rambam. So the Rambam, Mitzvah Sasei Nun Hei and Mitzvah Sasei Nun Vav. Sefer HaMitzvah is following the footsteps of the Rambam. Mitzvah Nun Hei, Nun Vav. Mitzvah Hei and Vav in Sefer HaChinuch. Both enumerate, count, two mitzvahs. Asiyas HaPesach and Achilas Besar HaPesach. They are two different and distinct mitzvahs. However, Rabbeinu Sadi Goin, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Mem Zayin only gives one slot out of the Taryag for Korban Pesach, HaKrovas HaPesach, VeAchilas Besoroi. So according to Rabbeinu Sadi Goin, which is the Ikar and which is the Tofer, would we say that the mitzvah is HaKrovas HaPesach? One of the details of HaKrovas HaPesach is Achilles Besar HaPesach. Sha'arei Belav Hachi, all the karbonos, we have one mitzvah for HaKrovas HaChatas, another mitzvah HaKrovas HaShlomim, and another mitzvah HaKrovas HaOshom. Each and every one of these mitzvahs has different parts, different actions. So every karm necessitates at least four different deeds. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrika. Those are defined as Arbat, Dalad, Avoides, Hadam. And then comes Haktoras Eimerim. And Haktoras Eimerim is not Miyakev. So one could say the Ikar Mitzvah is Akrovas HaPesach and Achilas Besar HaPesach is one of the details. Or would we say the opposite? The Ikar Mitzvah is Achilas HaPesach. In order that we should be able to eat Korban Pesach, we need to bring a Pesach. Otherwise, how could we eat Besar HaPesach? So if Rabbeinu Sadigon counts the two as one mitzvah, what would be the Ikar mitzvah? What would be either achana, a hechsher, or a detail? On one hand, seems to be obvious that the Ikar mitzvah would be a Krovas Korban Pesach, because if somebody doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, Chayev Koros. HaKrovas HaKorban is an Aseh Sheyesh BeKoros. If you don't eat the Korban Pesach, Bitur Mitzvah Aseh, but there is no Koros. So it's extremely unreasonable that the Tofel has a Koros and the Ikar Mitzvah is not Koros. So I think it would be far more reasonable to say that the Ikar Mitzvah is HaKrovas HaPesach and one of the Prota Mitzvah is Achilas Besar HaPesach. So I'm still going to find out if there's a machlokes. Achila ma'akva or achila lo ma'akva. If you brought the korban and you didn't eat the besar pesach, were you yoytze the mitzvah akrovas a korban or not? So if we say, as achila lo ma'akva, we definitely would assume that the ikar mitzvah is akrovas a korban. But if we say achila ma'akeves, then there still would be room to argue that if you don't eat besar pesach, neither were you yoytze the mitzvah of akrovas korban pesach. And in that case, one could once again argue. So it is clear that Achilles B'sar HaPesach is different than Achilles Shar HaKorbonis. Because only by Korban Pesach there is a din in Mesechet Psochim that all the other Korbonis boim betume, aval einam necholam betume. Korban Pesach, Korban Shekorah betume, Nechol betume. And this halacha indicates that Achilles HaPesach is different than Achilles Shar HaKorbonis. All the other Korbonis we have it in Tumah UteBitzibah, but Tumah UteBitzibah is only to bring the Korban. Never do we find by other Korbonis that you can eat a Korban, eat Achilles Chodshem B'Tumah, only by Pesach. Shemetchil Leibo Elo LaAchile, because Pesach stands apart. And Korban Pesach is the only Korban in which each and every Jew once a year has to bring Korban Pesach and has to be part of it, has to be monu al Korban, and he needs to eat mevesar Korban. And that is different than all the other Korbanos. And therefore, l'cha'ayre, there would be room to argue that the Ikar Mitzvah is Achilas HaPesach and Akrovas HaKorban is just as an introduction and as the means we should be able to eat the Korban Pesach. But bearing in mind that a klovas a korban yesh by korus and achilas korban ain bo korus, so I think it would be more reasonable to say, according to Rabbeinu Sadigon, the ikar mitzvah is haklovas a korban and not achilas besorek. However, at this point, I would like to make a comment, and this is a very relevant comment because it is my feeling in many, many different sugyas. So many of the Achroinim, when they want to define a mitzvah, the source, one of the basic sources is Sifra Mitzvahs. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Rasag, the Halachos Gedolos, the Areim, the Smag, the Smak. All these are the Achroinim that dealt with mitzvahs. However, my feeling in most cases is when one Rishon counts two different mitzvahs and the other counts one mitzvah, it is not necessarily that they have differences of opinion in Agdoras and Mitzvahs. I think the differences in opinion would be how do we define Taryag? And the Machlokes would be what is the methodology? How do we define Taryag? And it is not necessarily Machlokes and Agdoras and Mitzvahs. In our case, I think Rabbeinu Sadigon would definitely agree that Akrovas HaKorban and Achilas HaKorban are two Mitzvahs. But in the methodology of Taryag, maybe these two mitzvahs are counted as one because both are associated with the Korban Pesach. So I think in most cases in which we find, I could give many examples, the Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokes, whether Afroshes Tumas and Nesinas Tumas, the Kohen Verelevi, are two mitzvahs or one mitzvah. And the Achroinim have Gewaldige Pelpulim in Hagdoras, and I say, I don't think it's necessarily Machloikis in the Hagdoras, a mitzvah of Froshes Truma and Nesinus Truma Lekoyen. It's just the Machloikis. How do we reach the ultimate number of 613 of Taryago? What are the Klolim? When are mitzvahs defined as two separate slots in the magic number of Taryag? And when do we stack them together? So it's not necessarily that the Rambam and the Ramban have a machloikis in the linkage between Afrosha and Asina. It's merely, you know, it might be a machloikis just how do we define the number of Taryag? And I argue the same in our case. I think it goes without saying that a Klovis HaKorban and Achilas HaBosa must be two mitzvahs, especially if we say Achila Lo Ma'akva. So obviously there are two mitzvahs. But so the machloikis would be two separate mitzvahs, mitzad agdora, but maybe in the minyan of Taryag, they are counted as one. And this brings us to once again to readdress the question, Achilas HaPesach, is it different than Achilas Shar HaKorbonis? Is there b'chlal a mitzvah to say to eat Kodeshim Kalim? Pesach is Kodeshim Kalim, not Kodeshi Kodeshim. Chatas v'oshamar, Kodeshi Kodeshim. The Tomi, but the Oilo, but Korm Pesach is Kodeshim Kalim. Is there b'chlal a mitzvah to say in Achilas Kodeshim Kalim? That's a machlokes in the Shoinim. And it's very interesting that Tzlach in Beit Sedaf Yutes on the base deals with this question. And the sugya he deals with, is it shayach by Kodeshim Kalim to say asei doichalot asei? Is there b'chlal a mitzvah to say to eat Kodeshim Kalim? Could I have a Rambam Karbonis if someone knows where the Rambam would be? Avoida and Karbonis, are they the same volume? So the Tzlach is Mesupik, and he writes, I did not find clear sources whether Achilas Kodeshim Kalim is a mitzvah. And he brings two sources in the Rambam, which seem to prove that Kodeshim Kalim, there is no mitzvah b'achilosom. Perek Yud Aloch Aleph, Hilchas Maase Karbonos, Kosov Rambam. Achilas Achadas V'osham, Mitzvah Sasei, Shenehem Avoch Lo'isam, Maase Kupa Behem, Kohenim Oichlim Val Baalem Miskaprim. והו הדין לשאר הקודשים שאוכלם הכויינים שאחי לא סון מצווה. So the Rambam clearly seems to say, אוכלם הכויינים אחי לא סון מצווה. קודשם קלם is not a mitzvah. And the Tzlach argues we could learn the same from the very beginning of Masa HaKorbonos. And the Rambam counts the various different mitzvahs that we have in Maaseh HaKorbonos. And in mitzvah, what number is it? So, Sholesh V'esra mitzvahs, we find in Maaseh HaKorbonos. Mitzvah Zayin, Sheyochlu HaKoyanam V'sakot Shekudashim B'Migdash. Mitzvah Tes, Shalom Yechol Zohar Mekodesh Kodeshim. Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Shalom Yechol Bosa Kodeshim Kalim Koidim Zrikas Domim. But he doesn't bring a mitzvah Kodeshim Kalim Hanecholim Lebalim. So the Tzlach argues, twice we find in Maaseh HaKorbonos. Obviously the Rambam maintains that there is no mitzvah of Achilas Kodeshim Kalim. Korban Pesach is definitely different, but Hilchas Korban Pesach stands apart. Besides Maaseh HaKorbonos, we find in the Rambam Hilchas Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach definitely is a mitzvah. I'm dealing with other Kodeshim Kalim. And it's a pella on the Tzlach that he doesn't bring Rashi in three different sources in Shas. Neither does he bring the Machloikis Rambam and Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And to me, this is a mystery. The Tzlach, like many other of the greatest Gedolim, were not familiar with Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam. And it's a shtickel pella. Sefer HaMitzvahs is one of the most important svarim that the Rambam wrote, and many Achronim weren't very thoroughly versed in Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the Rambam doesn't bring. The Rambam clearly writes, Mitzvahs say pei tes, and that is the mitzvah of Achilles Besara Zevach. And the Rambam says, the mitzvah aseh of Achilles Kodeshim refers only to Kodesh Kodeshim. And he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, V'ochlu oisam asher kupar behem melamed shekoyanim oichlem u'balem eskaprim. The lesson of the Gemara is koyanim oichlem v'balem eskaprim. And then the Rambam writes, Kodeshim kalam anacholem l'balem and truma hanacheres l'koyen nigrorim achrei ha-mitzvah. And I quoted this Rambam a few times. Some of you will probably recall and remember. It's an interesting anecdote that we find nowhere else in the Rambam, only in Mitzvah Saseh Peites, Negrorim Achrei HaMitzvah, which means there is somewhat of a mitzvah of a Kodeshim Kalim as well, but it is not fully defined as a Mitzvah Saseh, because V'ochlu Oysam Asher Kupa Behem is interpreted by Chazal, Malamed Shekoyanim Oichlim, V'Balem Eskabim. So the Rambam clearly says, Kudishim Kalam is somewhat of a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah gemura, nigrorim achrei ha-mitzvah. So I would agree with the Tzlach that according to the Rambam, we wouldn't say eser deichel lo isese. Because an eser should override an oisese, it needs to be a full-fledged mitzvah to say, and not like Kudishim Kalam, she nigrorim achrei ha-mitzvah. But Rashi, three different sources in Shas, it is very clear in Rashi, that Kudishim Kalam and Acholam Lebalim is a mitzvah gemura, just like Kodesh Kudishim. So Rashi is in Pesachim New Testament Aleph, in that very same source, Koyenim Oichlam Vebalim is Kaprim. Rashi says, and the same applies to Kudishim Kalam and Acholam Lebalim, it is the same mitzvah to say, and that is also what Rashi writes in Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi Broches Mem Ches Amid Beis also says that it's a mitzvah to say Kudishim Kalam Acholam Lebalim, however Rashi brings a different posuk. Mishnah Torah Perek Yud Beis. V'habosa te'ochel. So Rashi quotes a different posuk. But Rashi, three different sources in Shas. Brochus Memches. Psochem Nuntes. Chulin Yud Beis. Rashi says, Kudishim Kalam and Chulim Labalim is a mitzvah to say. And the Ramban. And the very first mitzvah that the Ramban argues that the Rambam omitted. Mitzvah to say Aleph Sheshochach Harav. The Ramban writes, I wonder why the Rambam doesn't count Kudishim Kalam and Acholam Labalam as a mitzvah to say. And the Ramban quotes Posuk number 3. And the Ramban argues, Dvorim Perek Yud Aled, V'ochalto lefnei Hashem Elokechem, Masa Degoncho, Siroshcho, V'yitzarecho, B'choyres, B'kocho, V'tzoynecho. This is the source that there's a mitzvah to say, Ba'achiles HaBechor, HaBokor V'Atzoin, and those are Kudishim Kalam. So we find three different psukim. But Rashi and the Ramban clearly maintain we're dealing with a mitzvah to say. The Rambam feels Kudishim Kalam and Acholam Labanam Nigrorim Achrei HaMitzvah. So in Minchas Osho Mesechet Psochem, and once again in Minchas Osho, I think it's Parshas Tzav, I wrote at great length to define the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. We won't go over that right now. Today I want to focus more on Korban Pesach, but it is relevant that there is a machloikis, obviously Rambam, against Rashi and the Ramban, whether Kudishim Kalam and Chorim Labalim is a mitzvah to say, or it is not defined as a mitzvah to say. Achilles Besara Pesach is definitely a mitzvah to say, but there's an additional difference between Kudishim Kalam and Korban Pesach. Pesach is the only korban in which each and every individual must bring a korban achas l'shona, and that is the korban Pesach. It is a mitzvah to say sheyesh bekoras, and everyone needs to partake in achilas korban Pesach. So the Beis Halevi has a great yesod. Tshuvas Beis Halevi chelek aleph siman beis. So the Beis Halevi bases his chiddush on akasha. But really isn't a kasha, at least not in the way the Beis Halevi formulates it. Beis Halevi quotes a sefer Ma'ayan HaChochma, which is one of the early and very important svarim on the Rambam, Meforshim of the Rambam. And the Ma'ayan HaChochma wonders why only in Korban Pesach do we find two different mitzvahs, Hakrovas HaKorban VaAchiles Besar HaKorban. All the other karbonis, achilas habosar, is part of the mitzvah of akrovas korban. That is the question of Ma'ayan HaChochma. I don't think he answers, but the Beis Halevi answers, and the Beis Halevi is mechanish. The mitzvah of achilas kodshim is not to eat kodshim, only shakodshim ye'achlu. Ein mitzvah. Ein chefetz ha-mitzvah be'etzem ha-achila, ela sha-kodshim ye'achlu. The Chassam Sofer, Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Or HaChaim Simakuf Mem, once again Chassam Sofer Chedusha Mesechet Nedorim Daf Yud Zayin, goes to a greater extreme, and he writes, by all the other kabonis, we need to eat, only it should not be noisa. But only by Korban Pesach there is a positive mitzvah of Achilles Besar HaPesach. I wonder about what the Chassam Sofer says. All the other kabonis is only shouldn't be noisa. V'zo minayin lecho. I mean, after all, Rashi and the Rabban maintain it's a mitzvah to say. Even according to the Rambam, it is somewhat of a mitzvah to say, Negrora nachre mitzvah. So how do we know that the entire objective of Achilles Besar HaKarbonis is only it should not be noisah? And why wouldn't we say everybody agrees there's a mitzvah in Achilles HaBoso? And the mitzvah to say of Achilles HaKorban and the lav of Loisosiru are not two sides of the same coin, two different mitzvahs. The Beis HaLevi doesn't tie Achilles HaKochem into noisah, but he does say all the other karbonis, the mitzvah is shakochim ya'achlu. Only by korban pesach there's a mitzvah of achila, and therefore, only korban pesach each and every individual needs to eat a kezayis because shir achila bekezayis. Other kochim, you don't need to eat a kezayis because the mitzvah is between the group, the beisav, the mishmor, you are all responsible to finish, eat, psar zevach, and the menuchas. And therefore, there's no kpay that each and every kohen should eat a kezayis. If there's not much basar, and there are many kahanim, everybody could eat pochas mekezayis. Because the definition of the mitzvah is, shakochim ye'achlu al yedei mi shechayav lachol otam. Only korban pesach, Achilles Besar HaPesach would be similar to Achilles Matzah, to Achilles Moror, which is a positive mitzvah, and not only a mitzvah she'akotshim ye'achlu, ela le'echor. That's the Chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. Now, the Beis HaLevi asks the question, and he calls this question in the name of Mayan HaChochma. Only by Korban Pesach, HaKrovis HaKorban, Achilles HaBosah, two different mitzvahs. Regarding all the others, Achilles Besar HaKorban is part of the mitzvah HaKrova. That is not correct. By all the kachim, Achilles HaBosar is a separate mitzvah. It is not part of mitzvah HaKrova. Achilles Besar HaKorban is mitzvah HaSei Peites, Achilles HaMenochas, mitzvah HaSei Peiches. Sefer HaChinuch, also two separate mitzvahs. And lo kedivrei Mayan HaChochma and lo kedivrei Beis HaLevi, that they assume he all the other karbonos, mitzvah achila is part of mitzvah akrova, and that is not so. By all the karbonos, akrova lachod v'achila lachod. But the Mayan HaChochma and the Beis HaLevi are right in a way. The zikah, the yachas, the relationship between akrova and achila is different by korban pesach than by all the other karbonos. And let me explain how. Maybe the biggest chunk of mitzvahs and sefer mitzvahs l'Rambam is karbonos, all the way from lamed tes to ayin zayin, 38 mitzvahs are akrovas and karbonos. Not mamish, because bein hashar simchas haregel is also included in that broad category. But the vast majority of the mitzvahs from Lamed Tet to Ayin Zayin is Akrovas Karbonis. When it comes to Achilles HaKarbonis, we don't have a separate mitzvah Achilles HaChatas, Achilles HaOshem, Achilles HaToidu, Achilles HaShlomim. There is one mitzvah to say, which includes Achilles Kol Besar HaZvochim, and another mitzvah to say, which includes in Achilas Kol HaMenachos. And that is a relevant question. So why isn't Pesach part of Achilas Besar HaKarbonos? Why does Pesach stand apart? And only by Pesach, Achilas Besar HaPesach is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. Achilas Besar HaChatos is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. Besar HaOshem is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. Achilas HaZvochim is one mitzvah. So the question should not be formulated in the way Mayan HaChochma formulates it. That's a mistake. But I think the question is still relevant in a different nisuach. And therefore, I think the Beis HaLevi is right with his response. So he says, regarding all the other karbonis, it's one general mitzvah. Besar HaKodesh tzarich sheyeachel. It's only by Korban Pesach that the mitzvah is a positive mitzvah and not only one of a negative nature. And therefore, only by Korban Pesach do we find that each and every one needs to eat a kezayis. And that is why, once again, only by Korban Pesach do we find Pesach Shabo B'Tumah, Nechol B'Tumah, Shemet Chilalai Ba, Elo La'achila. And this brings us to an interesting sugya that we find twice in Shas Hodiyas Daf Yud and in Nozir Daf Chav Gimel. Chazal speak about the posek. Ma'idach Zev, Yeshorim Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Bo, Vepoishim Yekosh Lo Bo. Moshe Lamad Dovedoyma. Shnayim, Shosu Asa Pesach. Echad Ochlo L'Shem Mitzvah, Ve'echad Ochlo Achi L'Gasa. זה שאוכלו לשם מצווה ישורים ילכו בו. זה שאוכלו לשם אכיל הגסה פוישים יקושלו בו. And then the Gemara asks, רושה קורס לי? נהי דלוי עוביד מצווה מן המובחר, פסח מיו כעוביד. So the lesson of the Gemara in Nozi is, why do you call him a rosha? Why does the pasuk say פוישים יקושלו בו? He didn't do a mitzvah min hamufcha, but after all, he was makir the korban pesach. That's the lashon of the Gemara Nozichov Gimel. Hoyri is daf yud. The lashon is roshik korosley nehi deloyoved mitzvah min hamufcha pesach miu ka'ochil. So in Hoyri is the Gemara says pesach ka'ochil, and Nozia pesach ka'ovid. What is the difference between the two? So on one hand, maybe the lashon of the Gemara in Nozichov Gimel, Pesach Mia Ka'ovid, would seem to indicate that the mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach is a tofel. The Ikar mitzvah is Akrovas HaKorban and not Achilles HaKorban. So Achilles HaKorban is just the detail. After all, he was Makar of Korban Pesach. But the lashon in Hodias would indicate, so maybe the Gemara in Nozia would be a source of Rabbeinu Sadia Goin, that it's one mitzvah. And the Gemara and Hodias would be a source to that, but they were dealing with two different mitzvahs. But I argued before, I don't think there's a machloikas and a shoinim in the definition of the mitzvahs. Maybe it's more a question, what is the method and how do we reach the number of tariag? So I don't think that that is the point. So Tosfos, Psochim Kuf Zayin, explains the lashon of the Gemara, Pesach Mia Ka'ovid. So why wouldn't it be a Roshe? Because he didn't eat the Pesach. Because Achila lo Ma'akve. But that's a wonder. Achila lo Ma'akve is pshat that you yoitza mitzvah akrova a Pesach, even though you didn't eat. But everybody would agree that Achila's Pesach is a mitzvah. And he was mevatel the mitzvah. So one would argue, bitul mitzvah say doesn't make you a Roshe. Didn't I give a shiur lately about Psuleyedus? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And I quoted the simple halacha, Choshe Mishpat Sima Lamed Dalad, you're not Psuleyedus unless you violated a lav sheyesh bo malchus. Because bitul mitzvah say, you're not defined as a rosh. So maybe that's the kash of the Gemara. Kom Pesach, yesh bekoros. So it is at least as harsh as a lav. Not many lav and have chorus. But achilas a pesach and b'chorus. So it's just a bitl mitzvah say. A bitl mitzvah say, you're not a rosha. And that's why the Gemara says, pesach mi yakovid. As long as he wasn't mevatel a mitzvah of a krovas korban pesach, he's not a rosha. The lashon in Hodiyas Daf Yud goes beyond that. And the Gemara in Hodiyas says, he even was yoyse the mitzvah of achilas a pesach. It's not a mitzvah min hamufchar because he ate it achila gasa. He didn't eat l'tayavoin. But after all, not only was he makayim the mitzvah of akrovas akorban, he even has the mitzvah of achilas akorban. So the Beis Halevi l'shitosoi goes into a parable. And the Beis Halevi says, if you eat something achila gasa, it is not really defined as achila. However, regarding shah kol hakodshim, your yoitza, even with achila gasa. Regarding Korban Pesach, you're not Yoytzu with Achila Gasa. Because regarding other Kabonas, after all, the mitzvah is Shakochim Ya'achlu, Vare Ne'achlu.
What's the difference? How? But Achilas HaPesach is a positive mitzvah. You need to eat. And Achila Gaseh is not defined as Achila. So the Beis HaLevi comes up with a gewaldige chiddush, and he argues, when you eat Besar HaPesach, you have two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach and the mitzvah of Achilas HaKorbanos. After all, Pesach is a korban. And if there is a general mitzvah, Lechol Besar HaZevach, that would apply to Korban Pesach as well. So when you eat Korban Pesach, you have two different mitzvahs. You have the positive mitzvah of Achilas Besar HaPesach, which you cannot be yotze unless you eat a kezayis. And you have an additional mitzvah of Besar HaZevach. Pesach, after all, is one of the zvochim. And according to Rashi, that there's a mitzvah to say, Kudushim Kalam Hanacholim Lebalim, that would apply to Korban Pesach as well. And here, the Beis HaLevi comes up with this big chiddush, and he says, Nei, de lokeh mitzvah mele mifra, aber Pesach miyeko ochel, which means, he doesn't have the mitzvah of Achilles of Pesach, but he still has the mitzvah of Achilles Kodshim. To me, that would be an amazing chiddush. Too amazing. I don't think it's reasonable that a person eats Korban Pesach has two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah lecholat kol besar hazvochim. Yes, mitzvah miyuchedet lecholat haPesach. And when you eat the Pesach, that is, you're not eating a chatos, you're not eating an osham, you're not eating a bchor, you're not eating maisa, you're eating Korban Pesach. And this is the mitzvah achilas haPesach. So I don't think it's reasonable to say that when a person eats a Pesach, he has two different mitzvahs. I think that when Chazal speak about Achila Gaseh, it's, you know, Tosfos, many sources in Shas. One of them is Yavamis Lamites. Tosfos says there are two different types of Achila Gaseh. One is Achila Gaseh in which he doesn't eat L'Teyavoin. And that is not a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. And that is the Achila Gaseh of Nozia and Oireus. Echad ochloi lishay mitzvah, and the other ate achila gase. There's an achila gase which the Gemara says in Yuma that is poten yom kippurim. That is when katz b'macholai, he is so overeaten that, you know, he's nauseated by additional food. That is similar to shaloke derech achila, and in that case one cannot be yotze the mitzvah. So it would be far more reasonable to say the achila gase that we're dealing with. Those two sugyas, nausea and hoidius, is an achila gaseh which still in the boundaries, still in the limits of derech achila, and one is yoitza, and therefore the Gemara says he didn't eat l'shem shemaim, he didn't eat l'tiyoven, he didn't eat mitzvah min hamufchar, but after all, Pesach miu ka'ochil. So there are two other achronims that say something similar to the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi says, when you eat Besar HaPesach, you're actually mekayim two different mitzvahs. And one is Achilas HaKarbonis. The other is Achilas Korban Pesach. And they're different, because Achilas HaKarbonis, you're yoytze even shelo kederach achila. Achilas HaPesach, you're not yoytze only kederach achila. Or Sameach, Perek Vav, Korban Pesach, Yor Sameach, comes up with a similar chiddush, but maybe even a greater chiddush than the Beis HaLevi, and he says, "Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether Achilas Pesach was ad chatzos or ad haboker." And the Or Sameach says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Achilas Pesach was ad chatzos, but you could still eat Korban Pesach after chatzos till Alois HaShachar. You're no longer Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilles HaPesach, but you're still Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilles Kodshim. That's an amazing chiddush. Yor Sameach comes to B'miyashiv, Tosfos Kasha. How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that Achilles HaPesach is ad chatzos when the Pursuk says, V'hanoi lo yisosiru mimenu ad boiker? And that is referring to Korban Pesach. So doesn't that support the Bekivis Shitta דרכים ספייס, אחד אור שחר, הוא יעשה למעני עד בויקר. So the Yor Samech, Rabbi Yasimcha says, no. Bo Yisasinu Meinu Ad Boika. Because you could still eat the Korban Pesach from Chatzoy Stil Alois HaShacha, and you will be Mekayim the Mitzvah Achilas Mesalas Vochim, but you no longer will be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. So we have the Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Meir Simcha, and now we have a family legend, the Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Chaim, and the Briskelo. So the Beis HaLevi is the one, and the earliest, who was Mechadish, that there are Shnei Dinam Achilas HaPesach. A double mitzvah, mitzvah kfulo v'mechupelas. The mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, and an additional mitzvah, Achilas HaZerach. Rabbi Simcha says the same. Rabbi Simcha goes beyond that, and he says, even according to the Broza ben Azaria, you need to eat. If you want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, you have time at Chatzos, but you could still go on and eating that Korban Pesach, and the Lois HaShachar, and you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Achilas HaZevach. So the Briskerov in Ksavim, Zavochim Daftes, brings in the name of his great father, Rav Chaim, who, as you know, was the son of the Beis HaLevi. Rav Chaim is similar to the Or Sameach. Similar, but different. And I think the Briskerov and Rav Chaim are far more reasonable. And they argue, Achilas HaPesach is ad Chatzos, and no longer than Chatzos. However, the Isser of Noiso is the general rule, and that is ad Boiker. You have no mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach Le'achar Chatzos. However, Noiso doesn't depend on Sof Zman Achilas HaPesach. Noisa depends on Sof Zman Achilas HaKorbonis, and that is Lois Asino Memenu Ad Boika. But Reb Chaim and the Briskerov fall short of arguing that if you eat Korban Pesach V'achar Chatzos, you still have a mitzvah V'chilas Shaar Kodshim. So I think it is very unreasonable to say that even after there's no longer a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, you still have the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. And it is not even reasonable to say that when you eat Korban Pesach, you have two mitzvahs. One is Achilas HaPesach and the other is Achilas HaZevach. Why wouldn't we say the same about Korban Chatos? You have a mitzvah of Chatos and Achilas HaZevach. No, Chatos it can't be said because there is no mitzvah of Achilas HaChatos. It's just the general mitzvah of Achilas HaZevach. But still I say, Achilas HaPesach is a zevach, so you don't have another mitzvah of Achilas HaZevach. All the Briskerov brings in the name of his great father Reb Chaim is that there's a difference between Sov Zman Achilas HaPesach and Zman Lav Shel Noisa. And even though according to Reb Rosa ben Azaria, the Zman of Achilas HaPesach is at Chatzos, but it would not be Noisa, only Ba'alois HaShachar. And that is the point in which Reb Chaim differs from the Beis HaLevi and Reb Meir Simcha. So these are three great Gedolim of the Litvish world, Beis HaLevi, Reb Chaim Briskerov, and Reb Meir Simcha, who come up with similar ideas, but they're similar, but not necessarily exactly the same, as I explained. Coming back to the different sugyas in Nozia and in Horius, when the Gemara says, this brings us to various different yesoides that we learn from this sugya. But I think we, different opportunities, spoke about other aspects of this sugya. And it is also part of a discussion, is one, yoytze the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, ba'achila shelo kederach hanoah. Is one yoytze b'chlal mitzvah to say, ba'achila shelo kederach, because we do not find in Shas a sugya of shelo kederach achila only referring to macholos asuras. And that is in Psachim Daf Chov Beis. So when a person eats macholos asuras shelo kederach achila, he doesn't have a lot. It's not an issa d'uraisa. It is an issa d'rabbonim, but not an issa d'uraisa. And there's a chaykes and achroinim. Would the same rule apply to a mitzvah's assay of achila? Whether it's achilas HaPesach, achilas mor, achilas kodshim, oichel achilas mitzvah, shelo kederach achila, is he yoytze or is he not yoytze? Toras Chaim, Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf says, this rule only applies to Machulis Asuris. Regarding Achilles Mitzvah, doesn't matter. Even if Achilles Shaloka died, it still would be Achille. Noi Dibi Yudas in Melamedalad, Madura Kama Rochaim disagrees. And then Dibi Yudas says, the basic definition of Achilles should be the same. And I think that the Noi Dibi Yudas is right. Because it's not Xeris Akosev that Achilles Shaloka died is not defined as Achille. Nowhere in Shas do we find Xeris Akosev. It's a Svora. And if it's a Svora, it should apply to Achilles Mitzvah, just as it applies to Shaloka Derech Achille regarding Macholas Asuris. These are two different areas in Torah in which there's a din of Achille, either a positive one or a negative one, either Shevel Tais or Kum Vasei. But the basic definition of Achille should be the same. And the same applies to Achille Gasa. If we say there is no Issa B'Yom Kippurim B'Achille Gasa, there also should be no mitzvah of Achilles Pesach ba'Achille Gasa. And therefore, as I quoted before, Tosfos explains there are two different concepts of Achille Gasa. So if we do assume that Achilles mitzvah needs to be derech Achille, this would bring us to quite an interesting question. Do we eat moror kederech Achille? Would that be defined as derech Achille? Coughing your gal, and would that be in any way defined as derech achila? So let us not forget, there are chameshes min ha-moror. Four out of the five are quite reasonable. You know, yi'it chasa would be defined as derech achila. We eat chasa all year. It is somewhat bitter, but it appeals to our palate. So, but tamche, obviously, at least the way we eat tamche, would that be defined as derech achille? So some achronim, including the Masham, say other achilles mitzvah need to be derech achille, but moror is an exception because the entire objective of moror is lemarer es piv shelo oichel zechel avim moror uschayim. That's the loshon of the Rashbam and Pesachim Kuf Tezvav, and therefore by moror there is no din of derech achille because the entire reasoning and objective of Achilles Moror is just to have the bad memories of via Moror v'schayim, but it still would be a chiddush because after all the pasuk says al matzes emroidim yirchluhu, and why would there be a difference between Moror and matzah? So I don't recall whether we spoke about this ba'asak in the shodayin, but I think we did either last year or a year before Pesach, and we discussed the mitzvah of Achilles Moror. And I told you, you know, a personal experience once transpired in my home that, you know, when I prepared the moror erev Pesach, it seemed to be so, so sharp. So I asked my wife, leave it open for a half hour before the Seder. And when it came to moror, Belayla Seder, nobody coughed, nobody was nauseated, and it was very calm. And my daughter said, this is not moror, we're not yoytze. And it was the first time in my life that I actually felt that tamche is bitter. Because when it's so sharp, you don't really feel the bitter taste. And it was entirely, how do you say that in English? Oizgevebt. Is that English? It was entirely oizgevebt and wasn't sharp at all. And it was the first time in my life that I actually understood why this is called the moror, because charifus and meriros are not the same. And the Shoyle Meshiv actually makes this argument, and he says that tamch has two different distinctions. It's mar and it's charif. And when the charifus is diminished, it is then that you feel the meriros. So that was an interesting experience, but I didn't do it again. Because, you know, it's Menegav Yisainu B'yadainu, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra that you should not leave it open and you should cover it. It should not be Mefik Tamoy. So that's what our parents and grandparents did. That's what we keep on doing, even though once I had that accident, and it was then that I really realized and felt that Tamche is Mar, just like the other types of moror are actually mar. So we touched upon the issue of achille gasa by mitzvahs, and the same argument is regarding Shelo Kederach Achila B'Mitzvahs, as I explained. So in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Boy, we learn about the later of the Aseres HaMakos, of the 10 plagues. Laman tesapeh b'yazne b'incho, even v'incho, es asher estalalti b'Mitzrayim, es esoysay asher samti v'am. And it is quite obvious from the Psukim and from Divrei HaRishonim that the Aseres HaMakos had two different objectives. One is, yes, es asher estalalti b'Mitzrayim, punishing Paray and the Mitzvim for their evil deeds. But the other was uplifting Bnei Yisrael and showing them the Oisis and Moisim, the Nisim and the Frois, B'yodai HaChazoko uvizroya hanotuyo. As I say, Asher Sam Tivom, and that is the Kefal Aloshoi, Naman Tesapa B'yosna Bincho Ben Mincho. As Asher Salalti Memzayim in one hand, as I say, Asher Sam Tivom, on the other hand. And the Ramban at the end of the Parsha explains why is Sipiyas Yisma'im so essential. So once a year we have the mitzvah of Sipiyas Yisma'im, but every day, morning and evening, Boikev Erev, we have the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there are so many other mitzvahs that all are Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shalosh HaGolam Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Or the Dinam of Bechoyra Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin is a Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's in this week's Parsha. And then Ramban explains, why is this so important that we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? Ki min ha-nisim ha-gedolim v'ha-mefersomim. Or the Moide Benissim and Astorim, Shehem Yisod Kol HaToyra Kula She'en Lanu Chelek BeToyres Moshe Ad Sheneida Shekol Dvoreinu V'Mekreinu Hem Nisim Ein Behem Teva V'Min Hogoy Shel Olam. So the Ramban explains the reason we need to remember those miraculous events, those supernatural, unbelievable events, is just we should learn from the Nisim HaGedolim V'HaMefersomim Le Nisim Hanestorim. And the Nisim Hanestorim are commonplace. They are every day. But those are the greatest Nisim. So on Hanukkah we commemorate the fact that the Nis was Nimshach Shmoyni Yomim. Not only one night, but eight nights. So obviously, a Nis that happened eight nights is more inspiring and more uplifting, and greater than the nace that happened once. So how about the nace that happens Erev uvoikev etzoraim, an niflos v'niflosecho, shekol yoim imanu, Erev uvoikev etzoraim. So nature is the greatest nace. Because nature is no different than miracles. Yes, the Ramban was one of the greatest thinkers of his time. And he writes, Kol Dvareinu V'Mekreinu Nisim. He obviously was aware that there are forces of nature, laws of nature. And the Rambam, in the very first of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, it's not the Lashon of the Rambam, but it is based on the Rambam in Masechet Sanhedrin. Ani mamin b'emunah shleima sh'bo'ir yismoch shamayim hu bo'ir v'manig l'kol ha'bruim v'hu levadai osav o'isav yasa l'kol ha'masim. The Rambam definitely was aware that there are laws of nature. But who created those laws? And who activates those laws? And who gives life to nature and to the laws of nature? So science could only explain how, but not why. And science cannot explain how these laws came to be. And that is what the Rambam and the Ramban say. It is all Hashgacha Pratis. So the greatest miracle of all is the miracle of nature. Not one day, not 8 days, but thousands of years. Erev uvoike. Those are nisecho v'niflosecho shebechol yoim imanu. Erev uvoike v'tzoraim. And therefore the Ramban says, it's so important to remember the miraculous. Ki men anisim ha-gedolim v'ha-mefersomim odamoyde benisim anastoram sheheim yisod kol ha-toyra kulo. שאין לנו חלק בתורס מוישת שנדע שכל דבורנו ומקרנו הם ניסמים בהם טבע ומנהוגו של עולם. But the Ramban also writes another amazing line in the same lengthy discussion at the end of Parshas Bo. תכלס היצירה הראשונה ואין לעליון חפץ בתחתונים. אלא שידע האדם ויודע לאלוקיו שבראוי. תכלס הבריאה, according to the Ramban, is פשוט, is simple. שידע האדם ויודע לאלוקיו שבראוי. We should be aware and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creation, for life, for being around and for the ability to live and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Tachlis HaYetzira HaRishayna. And that is why it is so important that the Yetzias HaMitzrayim should live with the people, with Klal Yisrael. Every day we should be aware and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for life, and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his manifestation everywhere, in nature, in our day-to-day activities and livelihood, because that is the greatest miracle of them all. And that is the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many times in the past, and in my svarim, whether it's Mechasosha Sichas al HaTorah or HaGodesh of Pesach, I discussed in Lamdas, in Aloha, what is the difference between Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is only once a year, but Leila Seda and Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we are Mekayim every day. And the difference is the essential distinction between Zechira, which is Merege Kememra, and Sipur. Sipur is storytelling, and a story demands details. So I once said a mashal, Ma bein Sipur lezechira. It's a modern mashal. Don't look for it in Mishle Adubne Magid, the Magid Medubne. It's a modern mashal. So, we all have cell phones. We also have telephones, but it's been a while since we used our telephones. You know, almost nobody uses landlines anymore, even when you're at home. But every cell phone, and I assume every telephone as well. I'm not a tech whiz, I'm not into technology, but I assume every telephone, not only cell phones. One of the features is speed dial. So you just need to push one button, and how many digits in a normal? Is it 10 digits, I think? Yeah? In a cell phone, usually the numbers are 10 digits. Press one button and all the 10 digits come up on the screen. And it's a time saver. But you need to spend some time to put those numbers into the memory. And that's somewhat nerve-wracking, especially when you have a lot of numbers. But in the long run, you're saving time. So when you feed those numbers into the system, you need to take a deep breath and spend some time. But you're going to make up for that time many times over, because each and every time you want to dial, you just press one number. I think that's the difference between Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So once a year, B'Leil HaSedah, take a deep breath. This is going to take time, and it's kedai. Invest. B'Leil HaSedah, you're sitting like a king at the end of the table with a white kittel. And yes, spend some time. But if you invest, B'Leil HaSedah, and you feed all those irrigation into the system, all year round, all you will need is just press one button. And that is every day. Boike ve'erev. Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you're probably fed those numbers into the system, then all you will need is just Schira Ba'alma, and everything will come up on the screen. Everything will come up to the surface. And that is what Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how Schira relates to Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Ramban explains why this mitzvah is so central and so important in Yiddish life, in Jewish life. Just we should feel that Koros HaToyim and the gratitude, and we should see and feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu every day of our lives. You go out in the morning, and the sun is shining, or it's raining and it's cloudy, whatever it is, you should see Kodesh Baruch Hu's glory. You should see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness. You should experience the miracle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world each and every day of your life. And we should be zoichiki ameitzeis chumi yaretz mitzrayim. Arenu neflois v'bias goel tzedek b'mehero v'yomeinu amen.
Couldn't the fact that it said there's achilas more, that's defined as achila, even though you're eating more?
Yes. But it's only one of the five types of
achilas. Yeah, yeah.